We're now going to turn our attention to the next prayer after Hodu, which is Mizmor Lesoda. According to the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yudalim and Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the ten Zakenim who composed some of the Mizmorit Tehillim. And the Mizmor Lesoda, Perek of Tehillim, is one of these Mizmorim. The Mizmor accompanied the offering of the Korban Toda. And this was offered by four groups of people who were saved from perils. The Gemara in Brachos Nundalad Amud Bey states, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Arba Tzrichim Lahodos, four people need to give thanks to Hashem and say Birchas HaGomel, Yordei Hayam, those who go into the, who go across the sea, Holchem Midbaros, both people go across the desert, Misha Haya Cholev and Yitzrape, someone who was sick and was healed, Umisha Haya Chavush Bebeis Hasurim V'yatzan, someone who was in jail and he left. In fact, this is called a way to remember it. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Ratio Test Sif Alav says, "V'simanach v'chol ha'chaim yaduchasela v'chol ha'chaim." Everyone who is chaim will give hodah to Hashem. What's chaim? Chaim ches is for chole. Someone who is sick. Yud is yisurin. Someone who is suffering in jail. Yud. The next yud is yam. Someone who is at sea. And mem is midbar chaim. These people have to give thanks to Hashem, and when they would give thanks to Hashem, either they would bring a korban toda, and together with the korban toda, the Levim would sing this shir of Mizmor Lesoda. Nowadays, if you find yourself in peril, we say a Birchas HaGomel. Why do we say this each and every day? Presumably, the point is that we feel that we are saved from peril each and every day. Every day that we are alive, then we give thanks to Hashem that we might not be alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from peril each and every day. It reminds me of how Rav Soloveitchik interpreted the Rambam. The Rambam and the Ramban have a famous dispute whether there's an obligation, a Torah obligation, tefillah each and every day. The Ramban said there's only an obligation Be'ez Sara in times of crisis, whereas the Rambam says there's an obligation each and every day. And Rav Soloveitchik explained that the Rambam also agrees that we only need to pray Be'isar in times of crisis, but each and every day we find ourselves in a state of existential crisis. Each and every day we're not for sure going to be here. Kadosh Baruch Hu could just end the world. So every day we dive into Hashem, we say Mizmor Lesoda, we thank Hashem that we are safe from peril each and every day.